Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Along the bottom of the Weber River lives a genetically distinct fish called the bluehead sucker. Its head is colored in dusty shades of blue, brown, and gold. From the gills to the tail, the fish has a pattern of gold, diamond-shaped scales with dark brown borders, which grow larger and more distinct closer to the tail. Its large, rounded nose overhangs the papillae-covered lips and mouth, which are set low to allow the fish to eat algae off surfaces. Another distinguishing feature is its large size. The adult bluehead suckers can reach a length of 16 to 18 inches. One of the main benefits of the bluehead sucker in the Weber River is its place in the food web, primarily eating algae. The cartilage scraping edges of its jaws make it easy to feed off rocks and other objects where algae may build up. The suckers obtain nutrients from the algae and grow to be good bait and forage fish. Dr. Vedra Budi, unit leader for the U.S. Geological Survey Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit at USU, said, "When both bluehead suckers and trout exist together, the suckers help take the predator pressure off the game fish, and its feeding habits offer little competition with trout. This native species has intrinsic value to the river because of its ability to indicate the health of the riverine ecosystem. But changes in the river have created challenges for the sucker by limiting its habitat. The river no longer has the freedom to meander across the landscape since it is confined by rail tracks, highways, and urban development for much of its reach. There are also two 150-foot dams and reservoirs in its path. These changes have altered both the physical and thermal characteristics and decreased the spawning habitat of the sucker." Brian Maloney, a former graduate student in Dr. Budi's lab, recently completed his master's on the bluehead sucker. His research included determining what spawning habitat the bluehead suckers use. To do this, Maloney compared the spawning bluehead suckers in the Weber River to ones in the pristine Farron Creek. This comparison was essential since he needed to see what the spawning suckers chose in the unaltered streams. By comparing the two rivers, Maloney discovered the spawning suckers use wide channels with plenty of pools, gravel, and cobble. Once the eggs hatch, the juvenile suckers use near-shore locations where the water is slow and deep, and the young suckers find it easier to hide, eat, and grow. According to Maloney, these diverse habitat components are critical for spawning adult and growing juvenile bluehead suckers. Restoring them to the Weber River will assist in recovering the imperiled population. Although Weber River is limited in these habitat characteristics, the future of the riverine ecosystem is optimistic due to the formation of the Weber River Partnership. The agencies included in this partnership are Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, Trout Unlimited, Weber Basin Water Conservancy District, both the Weber River and Provo River Water Users Associations, City of Ogden, Pacific Corp, Bureau of Reclamation, and the Davis and Weber Counties Canal Company. Plans are underway by this partnership for the fish habitat restoration in the Weber River, which will be a big help to the future of bluehead suckers, and whatever steps are taken to benefit habitat for the suckers will also benefit the native trout. This is Shauna Levitt for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.